The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio Show. I am so excited about our show this week. We are here with the amazing Diva Diaz, talking about what if you're not as messed up as you think you are. Diva is an incredible being, creator, just has so many different things that she does in her world, works for Access Consciousness. She's an Access Consciousness facilitator. She is an X-Men, one of the creators of the X-Men body of work, and just an international business woman of magnitude. And I, because she's such an X-Men, I don't think I could even give you like the full list of everything that Diva has done and does. But really, somebody that I just adore chatting with and talking to about so many different topics of just what else is possible in the world with creation and being ourselves and creating a different world where we really don't have to be in judgment of ourselves and who we be and each other and all of that. So welcome, Diva. I'm so excited for this show.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited as well. And what an introduction. I'm flattered and grateful.
I'm like, how do you introduce somebody who Diva does everything? So there we go.
Yes.
And that's really like part of the, I love that because it's like the topic today is what if you're not as messed up as you think you are? And so many people have this conversation in their world that they are messed up, but they actually really do have the capacity to do so many things simultaneously at one time, yeah. different types of things and all of that. And it's like I think so many of us have misidentified that as like something is wrong with us or we don't fit in. And so Diva, I'd love for you to just share some of your story of what, like, kind of, you know, what you've been playing with and like, I know some of your story, but just, you know, where you were and where you are now and what's gotten you to have a lot more ease with and fun and joy with everything that you create.
Sure. Gosh, where to begin? I mean, I think since I was, the day I was born, since I was very young, I always kind of had this kind of nagging little feeling that would sometimes be really obvious and sometimes it was just more subtle or even insidious than obvious. But it was always the sense that I was just a little bit messed up, at least a little bit. If not, I'm not messed up. And by that, I just meant, like, I never felt like I was quite good enough. And I was always, you know, thinking, like, oh, gosh, should I have said that? Did I say the wrong thing? Did I offend that person? Am I doing this wrong? I'm probably going to fail. Whether it was in school, whether it was in dance classes when I was a child, you know, whatever it was, I always felt like that sense of, like, I must be doing something wrong on some level. But it was just this sense that I just carried around with me. So I didn't really give it much attention. I just thought it was really kind of just part of who I was. Mm-hmm. Until I started realizing that it just was so counterproductive to everything that I was doing because I had, you know, graduated from one of the top universities in England and I was working this super high-flying very good job, and I still, even though I had all the success, and I wasn't, you know, like actively attempting to make myself a victim of any of that, but I still had this feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing well enough, you know, and it was just a thing that went over and over in my head. So that really led me to start kind of like down the self-development path. So I looked into every single possible self-help book, audio, video, magazine article, anything that I could find that would kind of, you know, show me that there was something else available that involved me having a sense of peace with myself, or at least a sense of peace with being messed up, if that was indeed something that I was never going to be able to change. And then I found the Access Consciousness body of work, and it was just transformational, because I realized, A, that thinking that you're messed up isn't necessarily because you are messed up, and also it doesn't make you more messed up, the fact that you think you're messed up, because of course that always comes in too. It's actually a level of self-awareness that few people are willing to have, which already sets you aside from everybody, in the sense that you can probably start to look at who you would like to create yourself as, because you are willing to have that level of self-awareness. So kind of armed with that, I started using any tool that I could get my hands on and access, and they're also dynamic, that that really started to change. And now I don't think I'm so messed up all of the time. Sometimes I do.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, and it's funny, I've actually been facilitating a foundation class this weekend and talking a lot about this. There's been a lot of, they're actually listening in right now, and talking a lot about the X-Men stuff, and that, like, judgment doesn't actually, like, in this reality, we have this point of view that if we go into judgment in order to handle it, that we'll make it go away. And it's actually the choosing beyond it and going, oh, cool, well, that judgment may not ever, like, I may not be able to change it by going, like, head first toward it, you know, but if I can start to choose a different space, and if I can start to choose different things, then it becomes irrelevant in my world. And I'm so grateful for the tools of Access Consciousness for that awareness, because I think so many people just sort of bang their head against a wall trying to get like judgment to change by judging the judgment rather than going, oh, I could just create something, or I could just start to have more fun, or I could just decide that I'm going to let go of thinking that I'm wrong. You know, like all these other like choices that nobody knows are available. And then the judgment actually does disappear because it's not as interesting as creation.
And I think the other piece as well is that we're not really taught, I mean, we're taught what judgment is on a big level, like this is a big, bad, evil person. You know, like if you're a child, don't take sweets from strangers, like be able to judge and decipher that. Or like, don't, you know, say mean, nasty things to people. Don't judge people. You know, there are some kind of very obvious judgments that are like, you know, you should never call somebody XYZ. But the level of judgment that keeps probably, like, I'd say, like, half of the population in this sense of constantly thinking that they must be messed up, or they're not really making the right choices, or just constant sense of doubting themselves as well, is really, to me, more the subtle judgments. The subtle judgments that we don't even realize are judgments because we've decided that they're true, such as anything that we use as evidence. Like, well, obviously I can't make more money because last time I was offered a job with more money, I got too stressed and I got burnt out. The judgment being that you can't handle it, that this time it's going to be exactly the same. You know, maybe even that you got too stressed and burnt out. Maybe that's not even what was going on, you know. But there's all these subtle judgments that are really the things that, to me, are sometimes harder to discover because we're not looking for them so much. They're not so obvious.
Yeah, that's been a huge, that really, the conversation of refined judgment that has come up recently in Access Consciousness has been so huge for people, because I think even playing in these conversations and looking at judgment and going, oh, you know, can I choose beyond it and what else is possible and all of that, it's like, there is this whole universe of judgment that we don't think is judgment, that is so insidious and destructive. And so what else can we share with people or bring to the conversation around really starting to have awareness of those refined judgments and what and how to go beyond it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'd say again, like one of the first things is start to notice when you're doing it and notice it again to the best of your ability without judging yourself for noticing it. So it's not like, oh God, I'm doing that again. Or like, oh, I've done that. But, you know, like I'll just push that to the back of my mind, you know, and trying to kind of either push it away with energy or with thoughts or with emotions, you know. That also is kind of like resisting it, but really being willing to look at it and go, okay, well, that is a really interesting point of view that I have, that point of view, which is one of, you know, the foundational access tools, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. And it sounds so simple to the extent that, you know, many people are always like, yeah, that's great, but give me something else that I can use, you know. But the more that you're able to just notice those things without any judgment of yourself, for having had that judgment or without any judgment for what you're choosing, and just really notice it as just a point of view, because at the end of the day, like, it is actually all the perspective that we have as a point of view. It's not necessarily real or true. That's when that can actually start to shift in your mindset, because you're actually opening up to a different possibility.
Yeah, that's awesome. And those foundational tools are... it's funny, I think people a lot of times like, oh yeah, there's that, but that's like really basic, and so I need to do something more advanced. Yeah. And you know, it's like, no, that's one of the 10 keys to total freedom, and it's called that for a reason. That, you know, truly, if you use those tools, so the interesting point of view being one of them, it actually it can handle almost everything that you, those 10 keys can handle really almost everything that comes up in your world. And that's like, I think there's a simplicity there too, that is just so, I love that about access. And it, we're so funny because we like to make it more complicated so often.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, the other thing that I've noticed too, Heather, which I know that you've noticed this as well. You know, we're often like, I think, under the impression that any change or any kind of self-discovery has to be a bit of a process, or has to mean something, or has to be difficult, or there has to be a bit of like a song and dance and, you know, some kind of ritual about it. And what if that's just not true? Like, yeah. What if it doesn't need to be that way? What if it's whatever you make of it? I mean, for the longest time, I didn't even really want to get involved in any self-help or self-development stuff, you know, when I was working in the corporate world, because I didn't love that everything had to be this ritual. It just didn't work for me. I didn't necessarily think it was bad, but I just honestly couldn't be bothered with it. It seemed like more work than just dealing with the limitation itself. And then I realized, like, oh, actually...
I love that.
But I realized that my way of doing things is just much more straightforward, simple. It either works or it doesn't. And that's when I realized, like, oh, what if I could actually apply that to this too? Like, what if it doesn't have to be a process? What if it can literally just be me still living my life? I don't need to stop anything while I'm doing this work. I don't need to wait until I'm perfect and I have no more invisible glass ceilings. No. I continue living my life, but as these things come up, like, what if you can actually start to notice them from a space of vulnerability, meaning that you're not going to sit there and just, like, you know, punish yourself for everything that you've been choosing that hasn't been great in your point of view, you know, but it means that you can just be there totally vulnerable, not necessarily give it meaning, not give it significance, not even allow yourself to go into your own story about it, let alone other people's stories about why it's good, why you did it, justifying it, all the reasons. But just kind of be an observer of this thing that you've been choosing, and then from there, see what else you might have available.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and I think a lot of, like, people who do have that like that, you know, sense of like the speed and that, like that X-Men actually be in that, like, oh, you know, just being like functioning so different. And there is such a speed that is beyond this reality. It's like, you can't, like, I love that you're just like, I couldn't be bothered. Like, it was easier to deal with the judgments than to have to, like, you know, turn around five times on your left foot and, you know, like squawk at the sky and light sage or whatever, you know, like all the, you have to get it right. It's like, oh, that's too complicated, you know? And I think for so many people, it's like, there's an awareness that there's something really different available. But I know for me, I hadn't found it until I found Access Consciousness and these totally different conversations. So, that's so cool. There's so much more I want to ask you about all of that. So we're at our first break right now. So we are going to take a little moment and we'll be back with Heather and Diva here on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys, psst, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider, always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols here this week with Diva Diaz talking about what if you're not as messed up as you think you are? And there's so many different places we could go with this conversation. We were just talking at the break about how, so this X-Men topic. So Diva is actually going to be facilitating a class with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, in April, about this X-Men conversation and the X-Men topic. And I was so grateful and honored to take this class with Diva, or to take her facilitating the class last spring. And it really opened up so much in my world around just really, truly, it was such a different invitation for me to get out of judgment of me and how I function and how I create. And one of the things that I've found is, and we've been talking about this a lot in my class this weekend, is like how much judgment we have of ourselves, kind of like we were talking about before the break, that actually it's actually this intense desire and necessity to create in a way that none of us really see as an example anywhere in this world or in this reality. And a lot of times when we, you know, we have this like energy of like this intensity of awareness and creation and this sort of like brilliance of that. But we don't see a match for that anywhere out there in the world. We go to the like, I'm wrong, I'm messed up, I don't see the world the same way that everybody else does. And we turn it into the judgment that actually stops creation. So let's dive into that a little bit more, Diva, because that is, it's just such a, it's so fun. I love watching people really light up with like, oh my gosh, you mean everything that I ever thought was wrong about me is actually like my creative intensity and my creative juice. And so,
yeah, it's, gosh, I mean, it's exactly that. And it's really like a case of so many things are the opposite of what we think they are. It's funny because as you were talking, I was just thinking of the title of this show, and it's just so like kind of self-explanatory, because what if you're not as messed up as you think you are is exactly that. Like anything that is a thought, anything that is overthinking is generally just your mind doing whatever it is that it's designed to do. But that creativity that you just mentioned, the creativity that so many people have available, the capacity to come up with brand new ideas that have never existed before, or the capacity to multitask in crazy ways that just seem unrealistic to anybody, you know. And, you know, if you're one of those people that everybody's saying, like, hey, you should slow down, like, you're making me look bad, or, you know, why don't you just calm down and be normal, then you might have some of those creative capacities. But how many of them actually come from your mind, and how many of them come from you as a being, which I think is a very big difference. Like, we're trying to, you know, kind of work with both these things. Like, we want to create these amazing lives, you know, or these amazing projects, or an amazing business, or come up with these phenomenal ideas. And yet we're trying to fit it in then to all of like the reasoning and justifications that we use our minds for, which is where the self-judgment comes in so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was not really a tool, but that's
well,
talking about all of that.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just the awareness of that as a possibility that can be really huge for people. I know like it's because I, you know, if you look at some of like the like Steve Jobs and Einstein, it's like, you know, people that have been deemed as strange or weird and that are total X-Men that have massive capacities that were and had massive capacities that were really willing to use them to create something very different in the world. And actually like the willingness to be weird or, you know, but actually to not let that stop them. But to, you know, just go, yeah, I am. And I'm going to create. Creation is more interesting to me than figuring out how weird I am and stopping myself from being weird.
Exactly. And also, which has so much to do with looking at like how you fit in and where you fit and, you know, what people are thinking of you and, you know, if you're part of this group or not, or if you're the odd one out, you know, and so many creative people that I know do that to an extent that is super detrimental. So, I mean, what else is possible? Like if we weren't using our minds, but like you said, just kind of going for it anyway, not having the focus be, you know, anything other than what it is that you're creating, like what
what could we all create? And you know what's interesting as well, Heather, is that I can assure you that when Einstein was coming up with all of that stuff and all these amazing people, it doesn't always feel amazing. It doesn't always feel like, oh, I'm creating groundbreaking things that are going to live on for centuries after my death. No, like at the time when you have people telling you that you're crazy and you're weird and you're insane, it probably doesn't feel amazing. And, you know, what if you could actually just kind of be really present in your knowing and know that none of that is even real or relevant to you?
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because that really is like the big, like one of the big stopping points that people use against themselves is like when it doesn't feel amazing and you're like, but this is supposed to, or it should. Or so what are some tools or questions that you could give people when they're in that space and they're like, it's like this tension between the creative juice and they're like, ah, you know, I'm about to like go off the deep end.
Oh gosh, there's so many tools. I would say the first thing is to ask a question, like any question, even the question, what question can I ask here? And I'll tell you why, like the question is really the first way to start getting out of the rabbit hole, because some questions, like super open-ended questions that aren't fixed on a result, aren't fixed on you trying to fix a limitation or make something right that you decided is wrong. All of those questions, your mind cannot figure out. So that rabbit hole that you started going down in that belonged to your mind, that was being built so dynamically and so quickly by your mind, can no longer really exist in the same way if you're asking questions that literally get you out of that. You know, so some of my favorite questions are, what am I aware of here that I'm not acknowledging? And if this wasn't a limitation, if there wasn't anything wrong here, what's right about this that I'm not getting? What's right about me I'm not getting? And what is possible here that I haven't imagined yet? And all of these, as you can see, are questions that are just super open and really have, you know, they're not necessarily taking you in any direction other than giving you more of a sense of space and yourself, so that you can then be making choices from that space and not from the crazy mind town.
Yeah, and it really is like a different universe to function from. That I'm so fascinated by this, that, you know, we really can't, it's just like what we were talking about in the beginning, like you can't actually change judgment by like trying to like piece apart the judgment. You know, you can't change like the limitations of this reality by trying to go head on and be like, okay, like I need to change it. It's like there's this creation of a totally different universe, a totally different future, a totally different possibility that is actually the thing that's way more fun for a lot of us, that nobody has ever talked about, and we haven't been exposed to that conversation. And there's something just so juicy about that, that all of those questions really open up more of that. And that's so, it's so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you talk more about that? Like that, like X-Men do, so what are X-Men for people that have never heard this conversation before? I mean, I know we've been talking about it, but like, how would you answer that question?
Yeah. So X-Men, I mean, for anyone who's seen the X-Men movies or knows, you know, the Marvel comics, you'll know that X-Men are just like a group of superheroes that are super cool. And they often feel like absolute weirdos because they don't fit in. And they are often judging themselves as wrong. They're, you know, not the same as everybody else. But they have these amazing capacities. So anyway, so in Access, we look at X-Men as these people who are super creative, who are constantly judging themselves as messed up, as not quite enough. And that can range from people who are just really creative, people who are not so creative because they feel like, you know, they are just a failure in life, to people who have been labeled or diagnosed with anything from, you know, OCD to autism spectrum disorder to schizophrenia. You know, so it really covers a huge gamut. But essentially what it is, it's a, it's It's a group of people who actually function from a very, very different space. They receive information in a different way. They have different capacities with how they communicate, with how they create, even with how their brain works. And unless you're able to kind of acknowledge that in somebody or perhaps even yourself, then it can be a little bit challenging trying to be like everybody else and do things the way that other people do them when that method may not really apply to you. So that's kind of what the X-Men stuff addresses.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because for a long time I was like, oh, that doesn't really apply to me. Like, I've never been, you know, diagnosed or whatever. And then I realized, I was like, well, I am pretty OCD. And I started to get that I'm like, I have a lot of autistic capacity, just that, like the spherical awareness and awareness of so many different things and at the same time. And just how I function was more actually like an X-Men than I had ever considered. And for me, it was also like you know, school was never a problem and nothing was ever like a problem for me. So I sort of thought I was more normal than I realized. I'm like, I'm actually not.
Well, that's the thing. But like, but that's such a key thing to be aware of as well. Like, there doesn't have to be a problem. And it definitely doesn't have to be a big problem. Like, it can be, and the tools obviously create dynamic results when used in those situations, yes. But also, I mean, if you just look around you, look at, you know, friends, family, people that you know, acquaintances, colleagues, how many people do you see that are truly happy? How many people are judging themselves in one way or another all the time? But because it's not big enough, because it's not diagnosed, because they're not told that they have either anxiety or depression, it just kind of goes unnoticed and they don't really ever get out of it or even know where to go to look for a different possibility, you know? So what if this is actually something that can provide that different choice for people, you know, even if it hasn't been, you know, somebody who's looking for a quick fix or not even a quick fix, you know, but something to assist with a problem. Like, what if this is something that you can also just add to whatever it is that you're doing so that you can have more ease with everything that you're creating?
Totally. And there's something about the speed of like where a lot of X-Men function from. And I know for me, like I did a lot of like meditation and yoga and it was like grounding and I need to like slow down and I need to be like, you know, just like not be as busy. And there's a lot of those refined judgments about that stuff that, actually didn't really work for me. And I actually was like, for years, I was like, oh, I need to meditate because meditation is good and meditation turns off the mind. And I would sit down to meditate and I couldn't freaking do it ever. And I was in such judgment of me that I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to do it. And I was like, well, that's my resistance and I need to get over that. But you know, if I was like dancing my brains out, I would have like silence in my brain or, you know, like, and it was just this, like the movement and the speed and the intensity that actually allows me to have like that relaxation and that sense of space. And to me, like these conversations are such a relief and it's so fun to see other people go, oh, you know, light bulbs, relaxation in the body, you know, to be invited to that as a possibility. Like, what if you're actually way faster than you've ever allowed yourself to be? And what if you actually, you know, if you started to allow that and play with that, what could that create rather than the, like, I have to slow myself down so that I fit, you know, or that I'm doing all of this, you know, correctly, whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly. And knowing that, like, what if you can't get it wrong? I mean, like these kind of X-Men minds and people that we're talking about, they don't function from the linear sense. So doing things in the same order that makes sense to a lot of the population, they can do a lot of times. They've been trained to do that. Like, I can do that in a lot of areas, and I also can't do that in a lot of areas. And so when you're functioning from that different space where you're able to do things in simultaneity, but also you're receiving that amount of information at the same time, and none of it's coming in order, you know, it's like, how can you actually be with that and use that to create and use that to be faster rather than have it be something that is slowing you down just because it doesn't fit with what everybody else is doing.
Yeah. Love that question. Because that really, to me, feels like one of the places of just of really unlocking our capacities, which really is such a huge invitation that this conversation is and has been to me is, what are the capacity? Like, what can I? What capacities do I actually be? Can I unlock here, and give myself access to and be more of that? That would allow me to actually just have a lot more fun. Because as Gary Douglas says, you know, what if the purpose of life was to have fun?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, cool. Well, we're at our last break. So we're going to pop over and do that for a second and we'll be back. This is Heather Nichols here with Diva Diaz on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Hey guys, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week talking with Diva Diaz about what if you're not as messed up as you think you are, and all kinds of other fun, amazing things that we've been weaving into this conversation. So the class that we were referring to that Diva is doing with Gary Douglas in April is called X-Men, Creating the Real Future. And this has actually been a really fun conversation for me lately. Just this invitation to look at really like what future am I creating with the choices that I'm making, like with everything, like every choice creates a future. And so what is that? And what future would I like to create? And what future do I know is possible that, you know, I've never seen in the world and all of that. So can you talk about that, Diva? Like what is the awareness that X-Men have of the future that's different, and how can we use that to create, and like, what is creating a real future?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you 10 questions at once.
I love the question, though, and I also love the topic of creating a future, because I think we're so kind of like trying to think that if we wish enough or work hard enough, doing more of the same thing harder or faster, that it's somehow going to like show up as this amazing thing that we've been asking for, when actually sometimes what's required is something just very different, which is just to make a different choice. And it doesn't need to be a huge choice. It can be a small choice, like to stop judging yourself. To me, the X-Men are so creative in the way that they are, the level of awareness that they have, which is the capacity basically to receive information without judgment, and to actually come up with ideas, like just all of that. That's what's going to really create a different future on the planet, like a different future than the one that, you know, we've been creating, the one that has been put into motion. And it's not really until these people are willing to step up and stop judging themselves, stop thinking that they're messed up, that they're actually going to be able to start making those choices to create these different things that can actually take everyone in very, very different directions. So it's kind of a huge conversation. I get that can sound a little bit like, okay, that's really fancy wishful thinking, like, let's change the planet, you know? And at the same time, it can be something as small or seemingly small as just saying, you know what, I am not going to sit here and worry about whether I fit in or not, whether about what, you know, I did the wrong thing, I'm not doing good enough, whether I'm messed up or not. What choice do I truly have available that I'm not choosing right now? And what would I have to be to create the future that I'm aware of? Those are two very, very dynamic, potent questions, because as you ask them, what starts to happen is that you start to notice things more that match that energy of those questions, rather than things that match the energy of your monkey mind of self-judgment. So you're, in effect, creating very different futures with the choices that you make, even of where your mind goes. And that can be kind of daunting when you look at everything that goes on in a person's mind on even a minute-by-minute basis. But it's so empowering because you can change that. Like, you can change it.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. Well, and I live in the U.S., so there's a lot of intensity here right now around the future, yeah. And you know, fear and anxiety and all of that around what's going on politically, and it's so interesting, like, just to go back to that piece around how we, you know, like going head on to try to change this reality or try to change judgment by like digging around in it doesn't so much work as creating really like creating a real future, like creating a future that is a sustainable future for the planet and for us and for everything that we be. And what is actually like, what would it be like to live on a planet that was actually thriving and where we could thrive? And so it's so exciting to me to have this conversation and to be playing with that. And I can't wait to know, like, I'm so excited for this class with Gary and you, that it's just like, what is the future that we are really creating, even with that conversation? And you know, it is so, it's amazing how the tiniest little things, you know, like you said, it's like you can just smile at somebody and change their whole world. Or, you know, yeah. I, like there's just so many, it's just when you're being you and you're being vulnerable and you're being willing to be as crazy weird as you are or as potent as you are or aware or yeah. X-Men or whatever, that it just creates this, it's like a substantiation and an expansion of that energy that then allows other people to go, oh, that's actually possible. Cool. Maybe I could choose whatever that is for me. And then it's this exponential creation of a totally different future that then it's sort of like, what if we didn't have to handle the mess, but we had to just create something totally different and the mess would actually go away, you know?
Definitely. Well, and even like another fact that you're saying that it exponentializes, because it does. It's like yeah. the first choice can often seem like the most difficult. And it's yeah. like, hold on, I've always had coffee every single morning for breakfast. Like, how often do people even ask, okay, do I actually desire a coffee right now, or am I just doing this out of habit? And we do that with our thoughts. We do that with our self-doubt. We do that with thinking that we're messed up, thinking that all those different things. How often do we just go to that as a default rather than making the choice of, you know what, the choice that I made personally was, if that stuff is going to be floating around my head constantly anyway, I may as well just find a way to deal with it and be okay with being messed up. So what if even that was like the starting point? You know, like, okay, so apparently this is who I've decided I am. Cool. So what else is possible? How much fun can I have today anyway, regardless? And what happens is it does create that kind of snowball effect to where every choice that comes after that in that same direction becomes easier and easier. And, you know, like, I don't know, we're just chatting a little bit on the break about how it can be uncomfortable, you know. It's unknown territory. It's different. It's not going to be that comfortable sofa that you sat on for years watching the same TV channels. It's not. If you're going to, you know, get outside your house and do something different, it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. And it's the same with this, you know.
Yeah.
It can feel a little strange.
Yeah.
So and I go through that.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, that's like I was saying at the break, like there's been this just like super just strange, like different space that I'm aware of and that I'm being and all that lately. And it's just like, wow, like I don't really know how to do this or be this or, and that, and I get that, like, that is actually a space of stepping into more and creating more and being more. And it isn't anything that we've ever seen before on the planet, and it's going to be something different for each one of us. And it's like, what if that is truly what is required for, you know, the thrival of the planet and of us and of creation and all of that. And I've started to just sort of remind myself that the presence of something like of discomfort or awkwardness or weirdness is usually a good sign. You know, it's like, okay, good. I'm on to something here, you know? And what would it be like if we could have that as our daily, you know, just like, oh yeah, this is weird. This is edgy. This is awkward. This is uncomfortable. Cool. That means I'm choosing more. Like, what else, you know? And it could actually be an exciting, fun playground, you know, rather than like So.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, you know what's interesting? Like, if you think about it, when you're learning anything new, you kind of expect to have that little, like, level of discomfort. You expect to not always know exactly what comes next. Like, if you're learning a new language or if you're studying, I don't know, something at university. So I wonder, like, what if this could be approached in a very similar way, just the same way that you might learn something new? Like, not from the conclusion of, this is who I am. I'm now an adult and I have all of these six things in place about who I am, who I'm not, what I'm capable of, what I'm not capable of, what I've achieved in the past, what I might be able to achieve if I get my stuff together. You know, like, what if it is nothing to do with that at all? Like, what if we were able to approach all of this as though it was like learning something completely new?
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that. It is. And it is that, like, okay, creating a real future, like, one that hasn't existed before. There isn't going to be familiarity. And yet there is also just the awareness that we, you know, we be and that we have that's like, oh, there is something that I actually know about this, you know, not from remembering like something from another, you know, like from something I've done before, but just a sense of like, oh, you know, that relief of like, oh, I get to be more of me, and however weird that may be, that's exactly. There's a sense of space with that too.
And that's exactly it. Like, it is a sense of space, and I think that's what I love so much about like some of the entrepreneurs and creative people out there, because they're really following what, you know, you can call intuition, gut feeling, sense of space, whatever that is. But I mean, one of the access tools that I highly recommend everyone check out online if they can is, you know, Light and Heavy. Like, that is a compass that X-Men really just have built in, I'd say, as like their basic way of functioning. Like, they're so able to tell if something is kind of heavy and contracting, and also if something is super light and expansive. Now, whether they choose to do anything about that is a different thing, but anything that is light is going to create more lightness in your life if you choose it, and anything that's heavy is going to create more heaviness in your life if you choose it. So just using that as a gauge as well to where you want to head in the future, I found is just an invaluable tool.
Yeah, so it's totally beyond cognition and beyond words, which is really how X-Men function. Yeah. So that's cool. I love that. Yeah. A compass that's built in. That's so cool. So the class, the X-Men class that you're doing with Gary, it's going to be live in Houston, is it the 13th of April that it starts? I can never remember the dates. Yeah. and then it's also going to be streamed all over the world. So you can live stream it from wherever you are. There's going to be pods, where groups of people get together. So if you're an Access Consciousness facilitator or a bars facilitator, you can host a pod. You might be able to find a pod in your area. And where would people go to find out more about that class?
Yeah, well, you can find out more about that class and X-Men in general at accessconsciousnessnews.com/X-Men, all one word, and you can find a ton of goodies on there.
Awesome. Anything else last minute you want to say, share, invite people to?
Just a huge thank you, and apologies for the sirens outside my house. just a huge thank you. This is a really, really fun topic, and you know, it's huge, and we've just touched on a lot of different things, so I hope that it's a contribution to people, and yeah, thank you, Heather.
Thank you. I always so love chatting with you and just seeing where we go, because it's never where I think we're going to go, so that's really fun. thanks everybody for being here. I'm so grateful for all of you, and we'll be back next week with Katarina Nilsson talking about having fun with business. So until then, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.